coming up. Now, the different phases of matter that we could have for our compound or we could have for our elemental form. First, we've got a gas. So if you're looking at O2 or N2, then the particles are very mobile, travelling at kilometres per second. The distance between the particles is large, and these guys will fill a container and form no surface. The density is always low. What's typically the unit for density, Kelly, can you remember? Yeah, that's the right idea. Your mass per... Yeah, per unit volume. It's normally grams per centimetre cubed. So in this case here, then it's saying that you haven't got many grams per centimetre cubed. Move to a liquid then. The density is now moderate, can be high if you're looking at the case of mercury. The particles are still mobile, but they're slowed down dramatically from kilometres per second to micrometres per second. When we put it into a container, they're still going to fill a container, but now the liquid forms a surface. So we're looking at ways of differentiating the different phases. When we get to the solid, the particles now can be thought of as essentially non-mobile. They're in contact with each other. They hold their shape as a result and have a high density. We can subdivide inside these solids into the types of structure that we're going to observe. In the case of a crystalline solid, here we're looking at SiO2 as quartz. We have a regular three-dimensional structure that can be repeated throughout the solid, and that then is an example of a crystalline material. This is called a unit cell, which is the smallest volume that we can use to repeat and generate the entire structure. In the case of amorphous silica, which we find in window glass, we do not see any repeat structure.